Dear Ajahn, I find the translation of Nirodha as, quote, don't make it a problem, unquote, delightful. Is there anything you might add in its relationship to dependent origination, with deep respect? Yeah, it really shifts the perception of that word Nirodha, sort of that constant chasing after things to make them cease. That's tiring. And there's a certain sort of almost sort of mechanical, sort of this needs to cease and that needs to cease and that needs to cease. And then, but yeah, that when it's, you know, it's no longer a problem, we shift our relationship to it. And then that sense of it ceasing is not something that has to be done by us, but it just is that's its natural relationship when we see it clearly. Also, the in terms of that ceasing and nirodha is the stock phrase in the suttas that describes the sort of the transition between ordinary unenlightened worldly being and the stream enterer is in Pali, sort of, and it's in the Dhammacakka Sutta chant. Yang kinchi samudaya dhammang sambandhang nirodha dhammang. So that whatever is of the nature to arise, all that is of the nature to cease. And so that's that being able to, one, to see those that causal relationship, and then also that, yeah, there is this arising and ceasing, and then the ceasing is not something that one has to sort of be afraid of or grieve over or feel a separation from anything, but it's just, oh, fine, it's not a problem anymore, and there's a real release there.